This is a wave road grant for Jonathan Lee Duty. ADC number is 103439. According to the Department of Correction, Mr. Duty was eligible to be placed on parole on or by October 23rd, 2016, after the review of records and the glitch in the paperwork. He was not sitting at that time, so he's not being seen and considered for his hearing. He has been certified eligible for an absolute discharge of parole to his next consecutive sentence. He is currently serving a life sentence at the time, and he became parole eligible on October 23rd, 2016. At this time, he was determined to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. He will go to another life sentence. Mr. Dooley is actually serving 9 consecutive life sentences, and after the 9 consecutive life sentence, he has a 19-year sentence and then a 12-year sentence. According to his inmate release plan, Mr. Dooley says that if he was released, he plans on moving to Colorado, Springs, Colorado, and attend college, and then that he would live with his mother, and she would support him until he is able to support himself. He does not need any type of counseling or program, as stated by the inmate. He does not, since he's been incarcerated, he's only received 6 tickets for violations. The last ticket that he received was in 08, which was for violating laws. He was found guilty and that was a major. He has very minimal citations since he's been actually incarcerated. He did have a parole hearing scheduled for September 1st of 07. However, it was determined that he's ineligible for that. This is an incident that occurred on the morning of August 10, 1991. The bodies of 6 Buddhist monks, 1 Buddhist monk, and a nun and a temple helper were found lying face down. It revealed that the cause of death of each of the victims was a small caliber gunshot wound to the head. After Mr. Dooley had been identified as one of the suspects, he openly admitted that he went to the temple in full gear, along with another defendant, Alex Garcia. During this time, he said things went downhill, and the victims were all shot. He said that they did take property belonging to the victims, were placed into a buffer bag. The property was taken, including 6 or 7 cameras, a walkman radios, a glass bank containing coins, and an unspecified amount of cash. When asked who brought the 22 caliber rifle and shotgun at the victims, Mr. Dooley stated the defendant responded that he did not know who's fired the rifle, and he denied any involvement. However, later his co-defendant stated that it was Mr. Dooley who actually fired the weapon. It should be noted that there is a letter dated May 14, 2018 from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which objects to any release of the suspects or being paroled to their next or second sentence. Was a strongly urged that the board not commute his sentence in any way, shape, or form. That is the statement of the county attorney. Based on the information contained in the packet that we have, I do not believe that it would be in the best interest of the community to parole Mr. Dooley to his next consecutive sentence. Therefore, I am going to make a motion, unless there's other comments from the board. Seeing no other comments from the board, I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Dooley parole to his next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Johnson. Second by Mr. Neal. Agreed by Mr. Quinones. Agreed by Mrs. Renthouse. I am going to ask for a 1-year set off. Reasons for denial is that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deadly offense, that there were multiple victims. That's a well-marked lack of program, definitely needs closer supervision. And a more poor, no release plan, no family or community support or support for this. Is there anything else that needs to be?
About victim harassment, they were made to lie face down.
Okay.
Executed them one at a time.
And also well-marked victim harassment. Is there anything else the board feels that they may need to include? Okay, so that is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Jonathan A. Doody at this time.